Guest interviews is a better way to phrase it. You can also listen via live streaming audio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 o'clock at thehondaclassic.com. And interesting note about the upcoming groove rule, the USGA mandated groove rule for wedges and irons, which is set to take place in the world of golf starting January 1st, 2010. So as early as next season. We've been hearing about it for a couple of years now. And the implementation of the new groove rule looms, but some pros are having second thoughts, and they want the PGA Tour to resist the change. Reading Michael Johnson's piece in Golf World, he writes, less than 8 months before the new groove rule kicks in, some PGA Tour players are voicing second thoughts. Quote, when it was announced the groove rule changes were going into effect in 2010, everyone said, whoa, that's good, said Stuart Sink, a player director of the PGA Tour's policy board. But he said, quote, now players are testing clubs with these new V grooves, and they're coming out swinging because they feel they're going to have to make big adjustments. Well, no crap. I mean, that's the point of the rule, right? If there are enough rumblings, it wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility that we could now adopt, we could not adopt the new rule. We never wanted to do that. We're not a rulemaking body, but it's going to be a big change, very big, end quote. Well, Stuart, I mean, that's the point of the USGA making these rules changes. The U-grooves, the deep U-grooves that have been on wedges ever since Carsten Solheim developed them, engineer at Ping and the founder of Ping Golf Clubs, you know, over 20 years ago. The new U-grooves, it's become just ridiculous for guys to be able to hit wedges and spin them out of 5-inch rough. In its announcement, the USGA said, quote, the revisions are designed to restore the challenge of playing shots to the green from the rough by reducing backspin on those shots, end quote. That's the whole reason. It's become a joke. It's become bomb. You know, the term of golf nowadays is bomb and gouge. Bomb a driver down 350 yards down a hole. Don't worry about where it goes. If it's in the rough, gouge it out with one of these wedges with these ridiculously gripping U grooves where you can put spin on a golf ball out of 5 inches of rough. PGA Tour player Joe Ogilvie is being more to the point. He said, quote, I'm arguing that the PGA Tour should just say, sorry, we're not going to do it, end quote. Well, here's what we know. Here's what we already know for sure. Augusta National, the LPGA Tour, and the Canadian Tour are all on board. The PGA of America is also on board with these new USGA-mandated groove rules. PGA of America is going to use the rules for their PGA Championship, their Senior PGA Championship, and the PGA Grand Slam of Golf. But they will not adopt the groove regulation for other events run by the PGA of America, including the PGA Professional National Championship. Well, that's just lower skill levels. Obviously, the PGA of America is adopting these new groove rules for all of their tournaments that involve PGA Tour professional players. So for the lower skill levels, you're seeing the PGA of America and some other governing bodies making a distinction between skill levels. As for the PGA Tour, despite player concerns, Ty Votaw, who has joined the show a number of times, he's the executive VP of communications for the PGA Tour, he said, quote, we are preliminarily approving the adoption of the condition subject to the final language of the USGA, which is not yet available. And we'd expect the USGA to finalize exactly what they're outlining in these new rules within the next couple of months. He said, we anticipate no change in our position, end quote. And their position currently, the PGA Tour, is they will adopt the new rules on grooves for wedges and irons set forth by the USGA. So basically, my opinion on this whole story is this. The PGA Tour players need to shut up and stop crying. They're the best players in the world of golf. The USGA and the RNA and the PGA of America, all the governing bodies have decided that the U grooves on wedges are helping these players too much. There needs to be more of a severe penalty for not hitting the fairway on par fours and par fives. If you're in 5 inches of rough, you should suffer the penalty of not being able to get the ball on the green close to the hole. And we shouldn't see these guys being able to put backspin on shots coming out of 5 inches of rough. PGA Tour players are the best golfers in the world, and there should be two sets of rules. That's why you're seeing the PGA of America adopt the USGA groove rules for the PGA Championship, the Senior PGA Championship, and the PGA Grand Slam of Golf. All three of those events include world-class players, PGA Tour players, and Champions Tour players. And obviously, the PGA Tour runs the PGA Tour, the Champions Tour, and the Nationwide Tour. So those are the three tours that have yet said that they're totally in agreement with these rules. And Ty Vostaw said, we are planning on anticipating no change in our position, and we will adopt the rules subject to the final language of the USGA. And as I said, those rules and the final language of those rules should be coming within the next couple of months. But there should be two different sets of rules. Joe Ogilvie said, the USGA needs to make the rules with the idea that we need to make the game fun. Don't make the rules based on the top 0.0002% of the golfers in the world, end quote. Well, I agree, but there needs to be two sets of rules. You shouldn't make all the rules thinking primarily of, you know, Joe Golfer, who's a 15 handicap like myself. I mean, that's totally missing the point. And that's what we've had up until this point. That's why PGA Tour players are allowed to use these super gripping wedges with the deep U grooves that you can put spin on golf balls out of 5 inches of gnarly Bermuda rough. It's ridiculous. But I still need that. You know, 14 handicap myself. I still need to be able to put some spin on a ball coming out of 5 inches of rough, or else I'd be triple bogeying every hole when I didn't hit the fairway. So there needs to be two sets of rules, and the PGA Tour players need to shut up and realize that, you know, going back to V grooves, which was the case on wedges and irons up until the mid 80s, up until, as I mentioned, Carsten Solheim, who is an absolute genius. I mean, Ping Golf Clubs, they are the company that revolutionized equipment, not only with U grooves. And they were the ones that first developed U-grooves. And when I say that, we're talking about a cross-section of a club. If you've ever seen a cross-section of a golf club, when you cut through a club, the grooves look like little U's, like a little, you know, basically it's a line that goes straight down at 90 degrees and then turns 90 degrees and then comes back straight up at 90 degrees, almost like a boxy-looking U. Well, they want to make it a V. So the edges of those walls are at 45-degree angles. Therefore, they wouldn't grip as much on a golf ball, and that would change the golf ball as it comes out of the rough. So Carsten Solheim, who was an absolute genius, he was an engineer, he developed U-grooves, and he also was the first to develop perimeter weighting on golf clubs. And he looked at a tennis racket and he saw the engineering of a tennis racket, how it's got a frame. It's got a very sturdy aluminum, and nowadays they use graphite frame, and the webbing of the tennis racket, the strings that go back and forth, you know, left to right and up and down, they are structured and they are made stable by the frame, the outlining frame, and the frame goes all the way around. There's no gap in it. So Carsten Solheim saw that and adapted it to golf clubs where the perimeter weighting, the club head of an iron has thicker perimeter weighting. It's almost like a frame, if you will, in a tennis racket that's thicker, and it goes all the way around the outside perimeter of a club. And then the interior of the club is thinner, and that's where that's the sweet spot. That's where you're going to hit the ball. But the perimeter weighting of the club head gives that sweet spot more stability. So it's called MOI, moment of inertia. I'm trying not to get too technical here, and I don't understand all this stuff myself. But basically, perimeter weighting on a golf club helps increase the MOI number. And the higher the MOI number is, the more chance that club head will stay stable and hit relatively straight shots, even if the ball is hit off center. Even if you don't hit that sweet spot exactly right, the MOI, the higher the MOI number is, there's better chance that you'll hit the ball straight. Anyway, long story short, PGA Tour players having a problem with the PGA Tour adopting this rule now that we're almost about 7 months out is just ridiculous. They should have said something sooner because they waited too long. And now it's almost like now they're starting to test these clubs and they're realizing, oh crap, we're going to have V grooves starting next year. This is going to change the way I play. Well, yeah, that's the point. They need to shut up. Everyone's going to adopt this rule eventually. They're wasting their time. The PGA Tour has already said they will adopt the rule. Basically Ty Vostaw doesn't want to say that they definitely will before they see the language, but unless there's something ridiculously different in the USGA language than what's understood for the last year and a half, PGA Tour will adopt those rules, and the PGA Tour players will be playing with V-grooves starting in 2010. So I just think the PGA Tour players need to realize they're the best players in the world, and they can manage with playing equipment that doesn't help them as much out of the rough as it does, you know, Joe Golfer, 14 handicap like myself. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. Going to take a quick break. We're coming right back. Right now, though, want to give you a chance.